Thank you for joining NC Radio Works for another episode. What happens when two brothers from the North inherit a plantation in the South, only to find out the natives are scared of it and call it the House of the Living Dead? Let's find out as we bring you the show Graveyard Mansion from the series The Witch's Tale, written by Alonzo Dean Cole.
Hundred and 3 years old I'd be today. Yes, sir. 103 years old, Satan. Now, if these folks want to hear another of our pretty little bedtime stories, you just tell them to douse out them lights so we'll have it nice and dark. Now, draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll be down south with us in old Louisiana. It's a strange country down there. Ghost country, and outside a little railway depot, there begins our yarn about Graveyard Mansion. Graveyard Mansion!
Heavens, driver. We're strangers here. We just got off that train. You can't expect us to walk a distance, you say, in 3 miles at this time of night. Or rather, morning.
We'd be lost among the canebrakes and bayous before we got halfway.
I'm powerful sorry, gentlemen, but I wouldn't drive you to the old Ted Gross Plantation House at night for all the money in the New Orleans Mint. And neither will anyone else in these here parts.
Why not?
What's wrong with the Ted Gross place?
What do y'all want to go out there for?
If it really makes any difference to you, we've just inherited the plantation. We're down here to take possession.
Oh, your name's Blanchard, then?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you two brothers were expected. Your lawyers had men from Baton Rouge this past week fixing the house up. They were glad to get away this morning after only spending the daytime there.
Say, will you please tell us exactly what you're driving at?
Well, just this. You gentlemen are wise. You take the first train back up north and forget the day that Ted Gross place was ever left to you. That old house ain't been lived in for nigh 100 years for good reason. Folks here call it Graveyard Mansion because it's a house of the living dead.
What?
That's all I know, gentlemen. Now, good night.
Hey, come back here.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'll be doggone. He drove off and left us flat.
He didn't even want to stay and talk about that place, Kurt.
Well, now it looks like we've inherited a haunted mansion.
Our attorney never mentioned such things in his letter.
He's an educated man. You don't think he'll go and write us such a crazy idea as that? Come on, we better start walking.
Walk? To Ted Gross tonight?
We haven't any choice. That chap was the only taxi man. There are no hotels in this little village. Let's go back to the depot. We'll get directions from the station master and see if we can buy a lantern.
Oh, all right. That chump said our new house was called Graveyard Mansion.
Yes, because it's the house of the living dead. Poor superstitious idiots.
Imagine believing in ghosts in this 20th century.
How can people be so dumb?
There's the marker they told us to look for, Kurt. The house must be just beyond those trees.
I hope it is. I'm tired.
Yeah, so am I. This hike has taken longer than we expected. Must be nearly dawn.
Yes. This Louisiana is eerie country at night. That ghastly moss hanging on the trees seems to wither like something's living.
Those clouds of the mist that rise from the bayous take strange shapes, half-human shapes. Puts one in the mood to almost believe in ghosts.
What if we didn't have good sense? I wonder what it is these people fear about our new property. That old Creole who sold us the lantern was more insistent than the cab driver. We make no attempt to live in the place. without being any more explicit as to a reason.
He seemed afraid or ashamed to make any real explanation. But like that other chap, he said that it was a house of the living dead.
That doesn't make sense even for a ghost story. It's just a lot of bunk.
Well, if the tales are all bunk, we'll find out soon enough. Look.
We arrived.
Kind of a spooky-looking old place at that.
It's different than I pictured it. Sort of like a French chateau.
Our ancestor who built it was married to a French woman. She was probably responsible for its design.
Let's go in.
Wait, Kurt. Look there. Those tombstones.
The old burial ground. Maybe that's why they call the house Graveyard Mansion.
That's what I was thinking.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Does it seem to you there's something moving in the darkness beyond those tombstones? Something white?
Yes. Some of that ghastly mist that rises from the bayous.
I guess so. It looked almost like a woman.
Now let's go inside and get some sleep before we become as goofy as the natives we've talked to. Hold this lantern while I find those keys the lawyer sent us.
His men didn't fix up the place very well. There's a broken window.
I see. There we are. Black as coal mine in here.
What was that? Oh, bats! The place is full of them.
Oh, I wish I could find a lamp. This lantern isn't much good.
No. Its light doesn't seem to penetrate this darkness at all. It's almost an unnatural darkness.
Yes, it's funny. The ventilation from that open window, it ought to smell sweet in here. There's an earthly odor about the place. Like a tomb.
What's that?
The door slammed.
Curtis! Down the hallway!
A woman! That laugh.
Well, she's no figure of the mist.
I'll soon find out who that is.
She disappeared around the corner.
She went through that little door. Help me.
It's stuck.
I got it.
It leads to the cellar. There she goes, down the stairs.
Stop. Who are you?
She doesn't even look around.
After her. Hold up that lantern, Alan.
This bat knocked it from my hands.
We're in the dark.
With her. That laugh again.
Hold on to your nerves. I've got matches.
Well, give me a light, for God's sakes. Oh, thank God.
The lantern isn't broken.
Light it quick.
I have it. Now we'll see what...
The woman's gone. The cellar is empty.
Where does she go to? This isn't a true cellar. It's just a little vault. No way out save by these stairs.
She couldn't have passed us. It's too narrow.
The vault is bare with no place in which to hide.
Curtis, what's that set up in the wall?
Why, it's a burial crypt.
A burial crypt? A tomb? that's where that woman hid.
Is you, Alan? Hold on to yourself. Don't let your nerves go like that. Our senses have been fooled. Those stories we've heard, these ghastly mists we've seen, They may just imagine things which can't be true. It's true. We haven't seen any woman. There is no woman here to see.
Yeah. But we heard her laugh.
No, we only thought we did. Our imaginations are playing tricks, I tell you. Alan!
You must be right.
Of course I'm right. It's the only explanation.
There's an inscription on that tomb. What does it say?
I'll see. It reads, "Here lies Antoinette de Moray, wife of Adrian Blanchard, born 1782, died 1804."
130 years ago. Antoinette de Morave. She's the woman this mansion was built for.
Yes, I remember her name now.
Come. Let's get out of this cellar.
But wait. That's funny.
What?
It's cold as death down here, but this slab... it's warm. Feel it.
Yes, it's warm as life.
Rooster crowed. That means it's morning.
Let's get out of the cellar so I can see the light of day.
Go ahead, I'll follow. Peculiar. Now the slab is growing cold. Alan, I told you 1,000 times that everything we thought we saw and heard and felt last night was pure imagination. Well, that's simple common sense.
I know it is, and I've honestly agreed with you all day, but ever since the sun went down... Oh, I realize I'm acting like a baby, Kurt, but this place has got my goat.
You'll soon get over that. Cold shivers ran up and down my spine for hours after we came out of the burial vault this morning. But now that I've had a little sleep, I feel honestly cheerful about our inheritance.
Why do you suppose that single tomb is in the cellar while there's a graveyard right outside?
I don't know. Oh, I forgot to show you. Alan, look what I found in the attic.
A miniature portrait. What a beautiful woman.
Yes. Here, look at the back.
It's engraved. To Adrian from Antoinette.
It's Our Lady of the Tomb. Isn't she a knockout?
She must have been lovely.
Our great-great uncle must have been mad about her. That's probably why she's buried away from the common herd. Poor thing. She was only 22 when she died.
A branch of our family still lives down here. Wonder if we have any female cousins who inherited her good looks.
If we can find one, I bet you'll have no objections to living in this house. Oh, you and I are going to be crazy about this place. Look out this window at that neglected lamp we're going to put in shape. Look at those great trees and that bayou shining in the moonlight.
And those tombstones in the yard. It's nearly midnight when they say the dead return to life.
If you're going to start that again, I'm going to bed. You should turn in yourself. It is midnight.
Yes. Just midnight. Kurt! Did you hear that door?
The wind must have slammed it shut.
It may be the door from that cellar.
No, stop that. You're not going to pieces on me again.
Kurt! Look out the window. The woman we saw last night.
Good Lord. She won't get away from me this time.
Where are you going?
After her.
Wait! Wait! Don't leave me! Kurt, wait! Don't go near her!
Let me go!
No! No!
Alan!
She's turning back.
She's coming towards us.
She's something awful from the grave.
I won't believe that. Let me go.
That laugh.
The same we heard last night.
Run, I tell you, run! She's something risen from the dead.
Lord help me, I think you're right. Come on!
Run! Run!
Gentlemen.
Wait. She's calling to us.
There's nothing dead about that voice.
Why do you gentlemen run away from me? Do you think I am a ghost, perhaps?
Look at her coming there. A healthy-looking flesh-and-blood girl. She's laughing at us.
Can you blame her? Of all the dumb, benighted saps we are?
Yes, we certainly are, Curtis. Curtis!
What is it now?
Look at her. She's the image of that miniature you found. The living image of a woman who's been dead 100 years.
Gentlemen, if you permit, I take the liberty to introduce myself. Satan, if these folks come see us next time old Nancy has a birthday, she'll tell some more about Graveyard Mansion. The House of the Living Dead.
Thank you for joining us for part one of Graveyard Mansion. Who is this mysterious female the brothers keep seeing? And is old Nancy really 103 years old? Find out when NC Radio Works brings you the conclusion to Graveyard Mansion, coming soon. Don't miss part two. Subscribe for free wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. In this episode, The Witch's Tale, written by Alonzo Dean Cole, originally performed on the radio in 1933. Old Nancy and Nettie Blanchard are played by Deanna Robinson, Curtis Blanchard, James Merkel, Alan Blanchard, Jamal Johnson, and cab driver, Michael Carney.